You used to be heartbroken a lot as a kid.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, actually, I wasn't. I would listen to Genuine Differences a lot as a
Genuine
kid.
Genuine is so good.
But I didn't, like, nobody, like, changed my life when they came into it. But
actually, my whole life has changed?
Yeah, like, it never did. I swear, I was, like, in sixth grade.
Genuine grind on me. That's it?
No, that's Pretty Ricky.
No.
Oh, Pretty Ricky. Oh,
yeah,
Ricky.
Come on,
grind
man.
On me.
I was like,
Differences is a life has changed.
When you came in.
Yes!
You
back
in.
Then.
You were
a special one.
I respect that.
I'm so in love. I was in sixth grade swearing like I was in love. It was funny.
Freaky hot sex to that.
Have you, do you guys have anyone in your school that stayed with that person? Like the person they dated?
That shit, like freshman year?
I have two friends that are like with the people they were with in middle school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No way.
It cheers me out.
I can't think
it's
of one.
It's a little bit weird. Like, you haven't lived then.
You haven't lived, like, for sure. Like,
all you know is your middle school.
Those are the type of fools that go crazy at Hong Kong. For sure.
Right.
What's
Hong Kong? You know what Hong Kong is?
I don't know. Something I heard about.
The city?
No.
Yes.
No. Because, like, the other day I was talking.
Nah, yeah, you got caught away.
What?
Explain it.
Yeah, I'm okay. Explaining. I was talking to Erica the other day. She said, like, oh, you've been to Hong Kong? And I was like, no. She's like, bullshit. And I was like, no, I don't feel the need to pay for something I get for free, first of all. But second of all, like, to me, that's not, like, something I need to frequent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What is Hong Kong? You have to explain that now.
Hong Kong is a gentleman's club, from what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, supposedly it's like Disneyland for men.
And what do you pay for?
A great time, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For a great time, not a long time, I think. I don't know. But, like,
I've never
been.
Paid for a great time?
No.
Have you ever paid for a great time?
I've never paid for it.
Someone paid you for a great time?
Like the way you said it.
I've never paid for it.
Has someone paid you?
No. Backstory real quick.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh. So. I didn't realize that. So I've been to Mexico. Uh-huh. I've kicked it with very successful people in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And those very successful people showed me a great time about Mexico. And I love it.
No. No.
What?
You just broke her heart?
Great time in Mexico? I love Mexico.
Great time, not a long time. Right?
Alcohol, beautiful Mexican woman. I'm Mexican. I'm at the homeland. You know what I mean? Enjoying life with all the homies, all the homegirls.
So someone paid for you to have a good time?
Yeah, they bought me beer and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so what the?
No, I'm asking.
That was a freaky freak, huh?
I feel like you are a freaky freak.
Like, I am a freaky freak. But like Vic... I'm kind of like, no, let me
okay,
know.
Okay. Like, I was about to get thrown under the bus.
Yahweh!
He said it.
Yahweh! No. But like, you know, you feel me? It's Mexico. I go over there with the homies and have a good time.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it, brother.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think my idea of a good time is very different. My idea of a good time is in Mexico is going to the beach and getting trenzas and then going to buy like a banquito.
That's
like
fun, too.
Like a, what is it called? How do you say it in English? The piggy banks?
Oh, yeah, because
they're like Sylvester or like Tweety.
I bought my son a mask of like a Black Panther mask that was like super like made in Cabo.
Yeah.
Handmade.
Shout out to all the vendedores. Yeah. But you guys have other type of vendedores. You go to.
Not me. Not I. Not I.
Oh, not you. Not you. Sorry for categorizing.
Can I buy yours? Can I buy yours? No. Keep it on real quick. Josh, throw yours.
I'm not.
Erica, so this is your answer.
Hold on. Oh! Nice.
It's hitting now. All
right, Josh, you have to stay without a hat.
Yo, are you guys noticing how much colder it's been?
I love it.
Yo.
Cafecito vibes?
Cafecito.
The fucking Santana wins.
Yes, dude. First of all, we've been through a lot this week. I think Monday came and we all thought we were going to get a Dodgers win. But then out of nowhere, didn't the win start like in the afternoon? I don't think it started in the morning. Or did you guys feel it all day?
Afternoon. Like it sounded like somebody was shaking my gate and shit. Mm-hmm. Like I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah, that shit.
It was just crazy win.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that shit woke me up because I sleep like right next to the window. Mm-hmm. So like I heard like that shit smack my window like the wind. Pow.
What time did you wake up?
So after the Puma shoot, shout out Maximo and
Shoe Palace.
Okay, who's the man?
We popping.
Damn, I was gonna say the other brand. Oh fuck. But shout out Maximo and Shoe Palace. I went home. Me and Letty picked. Oh, by the way, me and Letty picked our great costumes.
Yes.
Letty, we ate Subway. You guys had a great talk, and then I went home. And then I knocked out.
Oh, so then you got woken by the wind.
Yeah, I got woken by the wind, and I was like, oh, shit, this shit's smacking.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, man, that shit was, it was smacking.
Yeah, I remember I was driving home. I think we had went to Target or something, but when I was driving home, like, later on in the night, all the, like, the cascara of the palm tree, like, the brown part is everywhere. So you're, like, dodging it while you're driving. You're like but that's the most that I got. And then we watched the Dodger game, and it was really sad to see just them lose that day.
Oh, it was disgusting.
It was so heartbreaking.
It was just, like, frustrating because you're like, you guys can't get it out the fucking infield, and you guys keep flying out to the warning track.
Yeah.
The fucking Satanás winds are, like,
for real.
They got me fucked up.
But yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was, man, it was, man, it was a tough loss because I think you kind of like, as weird as it sounds, like, okay, when you lose by 20, it's like, okay, fuck, we lost by 20. But when you lose by one, it's like, one. Something could have happened.
But like, why did that one feel like it was seven
it
runs?
It felt like an ass beating.
The whole time I was like, damn, we're down by seven, but we're only down by one, but we couldn't get it even close.
Yeah.
And for you guys don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about game three of the Dodgers.
I think that's going to be a one. Like, you know how there's always the game in the series you talk about because of the emotions and everything?
Yeah.
Like, even though we won 9-2. Right before that.
That was amazing.
Like,
that was
that was incredible.
I love that game.
But the pain of that third game.
Yeah, it was like.
Because it puts us behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're recording this on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're recording this on
Tuesday.
And
we're up. So as long as anything doesn't change, we're series is tied.
Right.
Right.
And then you guys are, and then you guys will see the episode once the series is completed.
Yeah,
so we're all Dodgers, you got this.
Yeah.
And, man, shout out. And for some reason, I feel like the Dodgers and us have a personal relationship. Like, we take five steps. No, fuck it. We take, like, two steps forward and then, like, five steps back. And it's just like, oh, come on, dude. Like, let's figure this out. And then we go bang, bang, and then go back. And then the pitching is just horrible.
Maybe that's just anything that's from L.A.
Yeah, facts.
Would you guys be okay losing to the Giants? Or do you want to, even if you lose next round, would you rather lose next round?
Next round.
Yeah, I prefer losing next round because then the Bay has something to hold over us.
You got to beat the Giants. But I have this question to pose to you guys because I was thinking about this earlier. This is like the worst possible outcome. So let's say the Giants and the Astros face each other in the World Series. Who would you root for?
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel like shit because my answer. Okay, I'm not going to say my answer.
No,
first.
Tell it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Go ahead.
I'll say it at the same time. I'll count to three.
No, that doesn't help.
Okay.
Yo, yeah, because then you guys could change.
One mic.
No, let's all say it in the count of three. Who would you root for?
Okay.
The Giants or the Astros? And then you have to explain your answer. All right?
Okay.
One, two, three. Giants. Astros. Okay, explain it.
All right. Me, personally, because
on some Cali shit, I'm like,
I hate the Giants, but I'm that type of person that, like, if I win to somebody, I hope that's the people that win it all because now it's like, okay, I lost to the best team or the best person, whatever. Mm. So if they get knocked out in the next round, it'll be even more worthless.
And then it's fire. It's kind of like when the Suns beat us in the playoffs last year. It was like, oh, yeah, Phoenix was like, yeah, y'all be shitting on us. Yeah. Woo, woo. But then you guys lost, so all that work for nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm down for the Giants to beat them because I could be like the Giants is the best team in MLB, and we put up a good fight, took them all five games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the Astros is like, bro, I ain't taking nobody back that cheated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just
you are, though. Like, you have taken back someone that's cheated.
I haven't.
You've never taken back someone that cheated on you.
It was never confirmed.
Oh. Mm. You suspected.
It was Mario Winans.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Oh, if you play. I know that.
I like that. I would go with the Astros because I get your son's analogy. I feel like the people in Phoenix and the people in Texas, like, Texas is a hella red state, but I don't know. I feel like there's more camaraderie between us and Texas than between us and Phoenix.
You're right.
And, like we have, like, Houston.
I fuck with
homies.
Houston.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with the Astros, but I fuck with Houston for sure.
Shut up, though, man.
And I feel I would go for the Astros because I feel like their fan base is more Latino. I don't think the Giants fan base is Latino.
Yeah.
So
yeah, neither are their
pitches. I've never been up there. I haven't really been up there to watch a game.
But I feel like I know hella Hispanic Astros fans.
True.
So,
the
Trash
Astros.
Yeah.
We got to call them that. Anytime we talk about them on the podcast.
You think if they win?
And they did cheat, but I've taken back a cheater. And it's not necessarily the best thing in the world, but I've done it.
Do you think? Okay, but it's also one of those things where, like, you know how I gave the Suns analogy?
Yeah.
Like, the Because I would also feel dope if, like, the Astros won, and then I'll be like, well, you fools beat us, but you fools didn't even win a World Series either. Yeah. So, fuck it, we're both losers. Mm-hmm. Just you guys lost a little later than we did.
I don't know, but even...
I get you. Yeah. And then if the Astros win, it's kind of like giving them a second chance, and then they, you know, prove you wrong.
Yeah.
It feels nasty to just root for the Giants, but this kind of happened. This kind of happened when the Angels and the Giants played each other in like 02. I was watching it. I was like a kid, and I was like, "What the fuck? I hate both these teams. Fuck Barry Bonds." You know what I'm saying? And then I think I ended up like going for the Angels, but I was still upset when they won. It was a no-win situation. Right. I was like, I bet if that does happen, God forbid, because I want the Dodgers to win, but. If that does happen, I think I'll still be mad whoever wins. I'll just be like, fuck!
So it's like that situation right now. The Rams are doing really good, and your Raiders are bullshit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Are you going to a Rams? I mean, sorry, not Rams. Chargers. Playing good football. Are you going to the parade?
A Chargers parade? Maybe on some L.A. shit, I guess. I don't really care about the Chargers at all. Like, I'm indifferent to them.
Yeah.
But, I would pull up just on some L.A. shit. I want to, because I feel like we're owed, like, two parades, so I'm going to accept that one. I'm probably going to show up in a Lakers jersey or a Dodgers shirt. I don't know.
What's your favorite, like, diss to another team? Like, you just call them the trash trolls.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Giants?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, like,
that's awesome.
Or the Flippers.
Inside the Clippers.
The Flippers
like,
is funny.
Who has, like, a cool
diss? The Giants is.
I think the Giants is.
The Giants takes it, for sure. Takes the cake.
But I like them all. Keep going. What do they call the Dodgers?
I don't know. I just feel like everybody just wants this chance to beat LA every chance they get.
They which have is super to have. Do they have a diss for that? I feel like in the comments they're like, "Oh hell yeah, we do."
For the great teams, they don't have a diss, right? Like for the Lakers, Yankees, they have a diss.
They probably call Lakers like fakers.
Yeah, they do call them
like
fakers.
Rhymes with like Lakers.
They do call them. You know who comes up with those names all the time? It's always Cholos. Because they're the best at, making disses for names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Cholos, by the way. We're going to talk about you in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the Cholos, man.
Shout out to the Cholos.
But, yeah, it's definitely, like, there was somebody in, like, Sacramento in, like, 02 that was, like, fucking fakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made that up, and then, like, everybody else went with it.
A Spurs fan.
A Spurs fan, something. Like, somebody came up with it.
I'm trying to think of a diss for any other team. Like.
Or is that us just being narcissists? Like, no one hates on us.
Maybe we're just LA. We just say like things from a gangbanging point of view.
Okay, what about for, like, the high school you guys went to? Did you guys have, like was there, like, a diss for, like, your rival high school? Or, like, your high school?
Mine not really, because I went to, like, it was not...
Like the biggest school in your area?
They were not known for their athletics. They were more known for their academics, Hoover and Glendale. And so their rival was Glendale High.
For which one did you go to? You went to Hoover?
I went to Hoover.
Oh, wow. My cousin graduated from Glendale. Off like Chevy Chase and shit, right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, he's like by Chevy Chase? Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then my other homegirl I played water polo with, outside league, she went to Hoover. That's crazy.
So they were like nerdy schools? Like you guys had like math league competitions?
Whoa,
and I was in them.
You were in them?
Yeah. Oh my God, now that I think about it.
I have my trophies. I'll bring them next time.
Oh my God.
You're a mathlete?
Yes, I'm a mathlete. I'm not joking.
No, I believe it. You know what's crazy? Now that I think about it. I think, is it Glendale's pool that's by the street? Yeah, right?
I think so. Okay. But I haven't really been to Glendale like that.
For the homegirls? That went to Hoover, they said they threw a bed inside their pool
during the senior pranks
and shit. And I'm like, wow, you guys took it a little too far. Threw a whole bed in there. Like, where'd you guys get the bed from?
I envy the fact that, like, in today's day and age, or even 10 years ago when I graduated, we couldn't do no senior prank shit like that. It was like, you'll get arrested.
Was that allowed at that time?
Like... The scene
was your
of
senior
like
prank shanking someone or what? Why'd you get arrested?
No, like senior prank. Well, we didn't have no senior pranks. Like Downey and Warren were damn near like the same high school.
It was weird.
Like
yeah.
Everybody had like siblings or cousins that went to like high schools.
Well, yeah.
So it was weird. Like everybody knew what was going on at Warren when you were at Downey and vice versa. So we didn't have no type of shit like that. But remember that MTV show? What was it called? Like high school pranks?
Oh no.
Oh yeah,
high school pranks.
I was probably like,
you never seen it? That shit was fire. I always seen that. It was like happening in the Midwest. They had some fire ass pranks.
Bro, the Midwest always has like kids sliding with soap in the middle of the hallway. Like, fool. They let you do that at your school?
They would never let them do that over here.
I feel like the middle America schools have crazier rivalries.
Yeah.
Than like our
school. And then they have like, well, honestly, the three high schools, there's three high schools in my area that are right next to each other. And all three high schools have a dish. Like, ours was like so I went to two high schools in my area. And it was Belmont, and they'll diss him as Chumont. which is like where a lot of the paisas went. Yeah, Chuman. And then Royal Ball was Toyo Ball. So it was more like they were the worst at athletics. And like, you know, like the distance. Oh, you want a toy ball, so you're like a toy.
Oh, you're a toy.
Yeah, and then and then I want to MC too, and our mascot was a cobra. So I'd be like, oh, fucking snakes and woo woo woo. And damn. Then but the football games there actually do get like physical and shit. Yeah. Like they're, because it's just so it's three high schools. There's like 50 hoods around it. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes to each high school, so it's just, it's never good. It just never ends up well.
It's real beef.
Yeah, there's cops like outside. Yeah. Like, fool, they ain't even worried about the scoreboard. They just worried to go run to the enemy. Like, fool, enjoy the football game.
No, so like when I was a junior, I moved to the Valley and I went to Sylmore High. And it was crazy because it's like where I came from an academically like school, like this one was more athletic. But the academics was bullshit. Mm. But then it's like the rival of Sylmar was San Fernando High. And even though it's San Fernando High, I think it's in Pacoima territory. So the rivals were legit hoods, like Sanfen for Sylmar and then Pacoima, the gang. Okay, I'm like, oh, so their rivalry is for real.
Yeah,
motherfuckers are dying. Like, yeah. So, no.
There ain't no senior pranks.
No senior pranks, fool.
Senior shank.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shout out my 90s baby. Is it 90s baby? Like that era?
Maybe.
It was a very rough era, man.
Yeah.
If you made it, you're a beautiful soul. If you didn't, R.I.P.
Oh, my gosh.
I, the 90s was a tough era. People say it.
Yeah,
if you lived through the 90s, you could live through anything, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the wind. The wind tripped me out because I was watching the news today. I'm definitely a mom. It's funny because when I was growing up, I only watched the news for the weather, so I knew what to wear that day. Mm. Now I watch the news for all the crime and all the, like, everything that's going down. Like, I'm watching the news. But it was showing, like, how all these trees were, like, toppling over on top of cars and houses. They have ring cameras or like ring video of the trees falling on cars. And they also said that there was power outages. I didn't get a power outage where I'm at, but you said a lot of your homies did.
Yeah, man. The homie Denon, then where I talked about before in downtown, they the power went out and it went out from like, let's say from like,
did he fart on the way out or something?
Crashed into a chair.
The power went out from like Staples Centers, which is on Fig, all the way to almost like Alvarado Hoover, which is like pretty long. And they went throughout like Pico Union. All the homies liked out. They came to the house to watch the Dodger game. Then there's the homie Curly.
Curly? Tell Curly to get her out the section.
Do you watch American news or Hispanic news?
American news.
I ain't gonna lie, as a kid, I used to be like, I don't mind watching the news because they were always like very beautiful.
Oh yeah,
very really beautiful.
But I feel like the smart in the heart.
They're really smart, yeah.
Smart in the heart area.
Yeah.
I feel like the Hispanic news will show the graphic stuff, and I'm very I'll feel nasty. Like I get grossed out or I get
scared. Extremo TV.
Yeah, like they'll show decapitated people.
Yeah.
But like KTLA won't. So I'm just gonna say KTLA.
Yeah, I watch both of them, but yeah, the news scares me. I don't watch it.
Yeah. Oh, I watched it.
Do you think as you get older? You watch it? Yeah, for real?
I care about everything that's on the news.
I don't watch.
That's where a lot of our stories come from, like the LAX shit. I'm like, hey, guys.
Oh, that's true. No, I watch Twitter. That's it. Yeah.
I know.
But that keeps me informed.
It does. But I think for localized, definitely the news stations help.
Yeah, but I used to have the Citizen app, but it was too much.
Yeah.
I was over it. Like, you're, why is there somebody robbing donuts? Like, I don't understand
that. It's like local right there.
Yeah.
No, but I was tripping out because only South Central, it said that area is the area that got the power outages. Mm. And then it just trips me out. It's like, that's not the only area that the Santa Ana winds hit. Like, it hit us all. Yeah, so it trips me out that area is the area that gets blacked out.
Did you hear about, it was like, I think last year, where there was power outages, except everywhere except for like Beverly Hills?
That's crazy.
It was like, because they have like a backup generator. So it's like, come on, you guys are not low.
Yeah.
We know what's going to happen.
We see through this shit.
In a zombie apocalypse, you feel me? Like, but don't trip, you know?
Watch all of a sudden all these gates pop up out like around Beverly Hills and you can't even get there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when it's like apocalypse time and like it's like, fuck it, now y'all know we're racist.
Like, we've been planning this the whole time.
They'll pay taxes for it and they go meet somewhere, they go leave a tanda.
we need to gentrify Beverly Hills.
While I was watching the news, I was like, I wonder why they're called Santa Ana wins. Mm-hmm. And clearly, like, maybe because it comes from Santa Ana. That's, like, the obvious choice, right? Mm-hmm. So then I was looking into, like, the origin of the Santa Ana wins. And supposedly, there's, like, actual stories that it comes from, instead of Santa Ana, Satanás, which is Spanish for Satan. And I know, right? And then that there's even, like, a well-known meteorologist that said that initially it meant the breath of Satan in Spanish, that people were saying that. Like, and we just translated it into English. So we're really going through the Satan winds, and why do they come from the OC? Like, that shit trips me out.
Because it's a rant.
Why did they affect the LA team,
I didn't
the
say
Dodgers?
It this time. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, they're always on big in the comments, like, hey, you don't like OC food?
Everybody thinks I hate
OC. Vic, don't go to Nauta until this up.
Yeah. Like, dude, clear this out.
Hey, hold on. I'm good in Buena Park. I'm good in Buena Park.
He's really good. Cool. Yeah, I met his cousins.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
Oh, like, Mike.
Yeah. No, like
where you're good at?
Yeah, you're
in your
good.
Section, I'm good in Buena Park.
Yo, you know what?
Together, we're good in Cali.
Real quick, I went to an event, and it was like, Vic's cousin is like older, more wise, and full. Vic's good. My boy, you. Ma'am.
Don't even think about
fuck
it.
Fuck not.
Yeah.
But I'm with Vic, so
Net
fuck
bangers.
You.
We're all good.
I don't know. Isn't it kind of weird, like, Orange County, Satanás, yeah. They're more of a red city. Like, everything kind of matches up. And Trump likes it there. Yeah.
What
you
I
know what I
know
mean?
Is, like, how those wins came out. There hasn't been win in L.A. damn near this whole
at
year.
All. And it went, it stopped.
The first Dodger divisional playoff game against the Giants. Mm.
Very directed.
Fishy.
Oh, Mike, Josh turned it on.
Weather machine. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Fishy.
Josh, come on, check me.
No. I know you know there's a weather machine.
Yeah. 100%. I just didn't know you guys are on.
He's like in the background, like, oh my God. They're speaking my language.
I wonder, like, if Josh is like in a group chat. Like, if just a bunch of people
conspiracy
that just.
I'm on Reddit.
Oh, Reddit. That's
Reddit.
Enough.
Oh,
oh my God,
he's
Reddit.
He's in the deep, deep
super
fucking
deep.
Anals of Reddit.
Hold on.
Is that not what it is?
Oh, freaky vibes.
That's what it's called, right?
Freaky vibes.
Or maybe it's pronounced annals, I think. I've fucked up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, my God. I don't know what topic to go to after that.
Grab my hat, yeah?
Oh, I heard you say grab my ass. Hey, babe, grab my ass.
Shout out the nice cholos, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of cholos. Speaking of why Vic's good in Buena Park, it's the end of Hispanic Heritage Month, or it's about to be the end of Hispanic Heritage Month, and we want to shout out Hispanics that go unnoticed, the cholos,
yes.
Because if you didn't know, cholos are some of the most courteous people.
Oh yeah,
they get a bad rep. I feel right.
Manners on a thousand.
Always saying porfas.
Yeah.
Gracias.
Spensa. Like, always on their program, right?
Yeah.
Pasa pa la raza.
You know what's funny? This topic came up because yesterday we were shooting some stuff with Maximo. And then we were all crowded around this car, this white Lexus. And then some guy with a tattoo on his head.
On his head.
He comes out and then he's like, hey, hey. And he just like looks at us and he's like, you want me to move it? You want me to move so you guys can have more space?
Yeah.
Like, but he's one of those guys.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like, or do you guys need it?
Probably back in the day, when he was walking by, he probably like would help an old lady, but right away just stab you.
Okay, so.
You get what I'm saying?
You guys got to understand, the whole top of his head was tattooed.
That's why the dome shot.
Someone knows him. Shot. It was in Burbank area. Someone knows him. Please tell him he has like all our
respect. He was at his jale.
All our respetos, fool.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you know how when girls go get tattoos, sometimes they do the little Playboy bunny? And then it's like, it turns into the tan line. Mm-hmm. So he had a big old placazo of the Playboy bunny on his head. And I was like, oh, look how cute. He has a Playboy bunny on his head. And then Duno's like, that's probably his gang, dog. Like, and I was like, oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah,
I
man,
didn't
I
know
met
that.
I a couple juvenile. And for my juvenile days, I met a couple fools that were from Playboy. Shout out to them. You know, hopefully they're doing good in life.
But he was really nice. He worked at somewhere close by, and he asked us if he gave you a jump, Maximo.
Give me a jump.
Yeah. Maximo,
he didn't jump
on.
You. He gave you a jump.
He could have jumped you.
Back in the day, he would have jumped you, and this time he gave you a jump.
Or would have just started your car and then took it.
Yeah.
Progressive cholos. We got to shout out to them. they've evolved in life. Definitely he was have. Working his highlight. You know, he was probably on his 10-minute break. Mm-hmm. He used it to help
to
other
help someone else. Fellow
that's fire. And then that was dope. And even though you guys were saying this very jokingly, it was for real. Because then Letty brought up a point where there's like this food that are all tatted up.
Yeah.
But they walk in and their mom's eyeing me.
Yeah, you know, like when something happens to a cholo and then the mom is always like, pero era buen niño. And it's like, yeah, because you have such a love for these guys. Yeah, they have tats, but like everyone knows them. Like we all have cholo homies and they're in our family and it's like, you know who they are and that's why you have such a love for them. But
yeah, no, but it's like, it's a
they deep, still look scary to the world.
It's a deep culture thing. Like even I had a homie who went to jail recently and he came out. And, like, his whole program is different. Like, mm-hmm. he's so much more disciplined.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, he lost weight. Mm-hmm. He's, like, everything is, like, he's in work mode now. He's not about bullshit. Like, a lot of times it's weird that we have to go to these places. But there is real structure and discipline in there that you come out with that time.
It's like our karate class. You know,
it's like Cobra Kai for Cholo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Cobra Kai for Cholo.
Taekwondo.
Man, freedom boys. Nah, but yeah, man.
But unsung heroes of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Gotta
get the
a
Cholos.
Shout out to them.
No one else is getting enough love, but y'all get all the love here on Brown.
We love y'all.
And then it was always cool when you weren't like in the bush. Like I remember when I was younger, there'd be like 50, 60 fools just tied all over their face with guns in their waist, and they'll walk by and be like, what's up, fool?
Looking up for you, right?
Catch real quick with the football.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some chips? Go run over there. Tell him I sent you to get some machito with cheese. And it's like, most people probably drive by and go like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But they're over there like playing tag with us and like being kids. So it's always, man, shout out.
Man, that's real shit.
Shout out the beautiful cholos.
I used to live in an apartment building, the one where I got Windexed.
Where you got Windexed?
And next door to the apartments was like where they all hung out. All the cholos from that city. Mm-hmm. And they were always so nice to me. And I look back at, like, they would put, like, give me, like, rides on their shoulders. Like, do, like, the thing like that. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I'm sure, like, it was just, for me, it's, like, my homie that happens to just be tatted in stuff. But it never felt scary.
Yeah.
And I think that's something within our culture, too. Other people might feel scary, but to us, it's like, no, it's love. Like,
because they know where, like, everything is time
there's
and
rules,
place.
Too.
There's rules. There's time and place. Rules.
The respect. Yeah. There is, and then... I'm from the generation, so I'm gonna say the generation has been way out of respect. I'm gonna go. My generation is probably, if you ask anybody that's been around, that was around in LA, and even from the Pachuca era till I'm gonna say to my generation, they would go like antes tenía respeto. Like my mom always says that, like, man, back then you couldn't. Like there was just so much respectful, and I think now the generation is a little more, I'm going to just keep it a bug, like it's a little more fucked up. And even older folks say that, like, the respect is different now, like, but I'm always saying, like, man, to this day, I know some like older folks that are super, like, and they were cleaner, too, fool, like, that fool used to iron their socks, like, you know what I mean? Like, they, you know? Shout out the 90s.
Yeah. Well, just cholos in general. Yeah. Unsung heroes of the Hispanic Heritage Month. You keep the culture going. I don't know where, but you keep it going. All right, let's move on. Ethnic studies. Can I read it, Maximo?
It says, ethnic studies grad requirements starting 2025 to 2026. The model curriculum focuses on four historically marginalized groups that are central to college-level ethnic studies. African Americans, Chicanos and other Latinos, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. Also Native Americans. And it says it also includes lesson plans on Jews, Arab Americans, Armenian Americans, and...
I think that's... Yeah. Those were left out in the initial... Like, I think it's been through different variations of the lesson plan, and so now it's starting to include all of
that. That's good. I hope, along with that, they rewrite the history books, literally, because the history books are wrong.
Right.
And they tell us about how much of an asshole Christopher Columbus was, and, like, what the... evil things he did.
The consequences to those moves.
He says they do. They don't.
No, I'm saying
they
should. With that, because it really wouldn't make any sense, because you'll be telling two different versions of the same story.
Right.
You'll be like, oh, this is like Indigenous People Day, and this is Indigenous People, and then it's like, and Christopher Columbus was a great guy. Like, no, you have to make sure that everything adds up. Because like, I think I tweeted about, like my son told me like, oh, I learned about, who did he say? George Washington.
I
learned about George Washington today or whatever in school, right? He's in second grade. And then I'm like sitting there like, should I tell him that he was like an evil, nasty slave owner? I'm like, nah, I'll keep it. Like, you know, I'm like, but like now that we know that we're in the information age, we know these things that back then we didn't know. So I feel like a lot of times them learning all that is kind of pointless.
Right.
Because it's like, bro, that's wrong. They just haven't updated the history books.
I always tripped out. I was like, not that it's bad that I know so much about Egypt, but I knew way too much about Egypt's start and China's start. Mm-hmm. Like the, and it's like, what happened to Latinos during this time? I always had that thought, like, okay, you're telling me what's happening with white people in America. What are Mexicans doing at this time? It took me in Chicano studies to learn that Mexicans also got lynched. I did not know that. I never saw either photos or described as Mexicans being lynched.
Or even in the way that they talked about slavery, like if it wasn't gruesome and nasty, like they made it seem like it was just a thing that they did back then. Yeah. Like, no, it was the worst thing you could ever do to people on earth at any moment. Yeah, it's just a lot of bullshit that they fed us as kids.
Yes, and the indigenous one. Like yesterday, proud of myself, I was like, oh yeah, it's indigenous day. And they're like, wow, politically correct. Because you know,
we liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's how it should be.
I think while I was still in school, I think that's when they moved it to. But I remember even when we got to high school, like some teachers would be like, okay, so they were holding back to like tell us that George Washington really was a piece of shit and Christopher Columbus could. Oh, and then I did have this one girl in my class that one time like spoke
her mind
about Christopher Columbus, and I was just like, I was sitting there like, damn, I didn't know how to, like, I really got put on.
Unless you're told.
You don't learn unless you're very into like history and all that. And then my teacher was like, but like my teacher, I guess they have to teach it, right? They have to kind of like teach the curriculum?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how it works with teachers.
There's
like the Board of Education gives out the guideline and they have to follow it.
The bigger school district, like LAUSD.
I think it's like the third biggest in like.
There's less wiggle room, you feel me, than like, it'll take so long to change that curriculum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I hated too? When they would put white people as like Egyptians in the book? Remember, like they had a white face
illustrations.
Yeah, like this is an Egyptian. Yeah. This is Chad.
A white girl with eyeliner.
Hey, how do you guys think, like, incognito racist history teachers are gonna feel about, like, teaching Chicano and African American and like how do you, like you know how?
No, you're right. I think it definitely has to come from a teacher that cares about it, but. We've all had teachers that don't give a fuck about the subject, right?
Yeah.
Or just don't give a fuck about the kids in general.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm sure a lot of teachers don't believe, like, the material they speak about.
Oh, but I will say, like, while I was reading up on this, what is happening. So, I believe they did, like, a pilot program of this in the Bay. And they saw 20% more attendance of kids for including these ethnic studies. And it made sense to me that once we see ourselves in this, also included in the history, we're gonna wanna learn more.
It's like, interesting as hell.
Versus like you're learning about a culture that you don't necessarily identify with. Yes, you know you're American, but like you're in America. Yeah. But it's like this gives you nothing of your origin story.
Yeah.
Where if now they're like, okay, and this is what was happening
you identify
at this time. So I clearly went to Glendale, a big Armenian group, and I see that Armenians are included in that. I knew because I was from there, and they're super proud, and they'll teach you. The people in the community kind of teach you about, like, the Armenian genocide and stuff like that. But if you don't know, you don't know what happened to them.
Yeah,
and I feel like it feels really good, almost like their pain wasn't for nothing if it's now shared with other people. Yeah.
Shout out my Armenian neighbors. I love them.
Yeah.
You guys been to my house before. I live in Little Armenia. Mm-hmm. It's a dope area to live in. I love it. They're cool as fuck. Yeah. And then I was going to say, remember how when we did that we did a challenge about, like, the question, the laws. Like, you know how they said that dressing up as a pachuco was against the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
The
zoot
suit, right?
The susu, wearing a susu?
Yeah.
Do you guys think they're going to talk about that in Chicano?
Yes.
Like this,
because so I think what they're doing is they're now going to go off of what is taught in colleges. So you wouldn't learn about this unless you went to college and took Chicano studies.
Okay.
Putting little bits of that to be digestible to kids in high school. You're gonna learn about those things, which is cool.
Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna leave out. I can't fucking talk.
Yeah, you can.
What's that? Like, I guess you could say like the big growth in like. Chicanos getting together and building gangs in Chicano studies. I don't know. If I didn't go to college, like, you know how gangs are part of like the big Chicano culture, even back in the day.
like street gangs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think that's...
I never heard of that. I never learned about... I'm assuming...
No, yeah, I'm saying, like, do you think that's going to be part of Chicano studies?
Oh, like organizations?
The, yeah, stuff like that?
Maybe.
It should be. I mean, that's the thing about, like... I don't know why people, like, I mean, I guess, like, educators and all that want to teach history in, like, a... in a certain way. Like, history is just history. It's just what happened. Mm. You know, like, why are we going to go back and try to fix things to make them a little more appropriate for class?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the truth. Like, we can't control that.
Damn, that's tripping me out now. Like, I wonder, like, like, you know how, like, if they talked about, like, obviously...
Well,
like,
one thing I know that is left out and people are upset about it is that they're going to leave out police brutality.
See, that's so trash.
But this is like the sampler in high school. So they're going to give you different bits of different ethnic studies.
Okay.
And then you can pursue more.
Okay.
In college or...
Or like take another semester. Because
they should definitely,
like,
you know, talk about...
Because it's a lot. It definitely
like
should. You should talk about that as current events.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not just...
Oh, wow.
In history, because it's still happening.
The pandemic, all that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I think I would have paid attention. I was good at history, but I think I would have paid more attention if
these types of things
like,
were
discussed.
Yeah,
hell
right?
Yeah,
I hope ethnic studies definitely covers as much as it can with what it has. I feel like, what are you gonna replace? Like, what in history did you learn about that you really probably didn't need to learn about?
Why do we learn about the royal family? Who are also nasty people.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I don't know what the royal family did.
From Britain?
They're just rich as fuck.
They're rich, but they're like racist. Like, too.
Okay.
They have like, they think they have like a royal bloodline and like, they don't want to mix it with any other race.
Oh.
So like, okay, maybe I called them racist. Maybe I shouldn't call them racist. They're definitely white supremacists though. Like they believe that they're superior to everybody else.
Like everybody else is a peasant?
Yeah, literally.
Are they like the rich people in India? There's like a system in India. What's it called?
Not India.
Caste system or caste system?
It's different because they literally think they're ordained from God. And like,
they have the royal
bloodline. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, like God did not have those teeth. I swear to God. Or that hair. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Shut up, Vic.
I can't go to England no more.
It's the end of his family.
I just dissed the whole.
the whole
They're watching. Yeah. Yes.
You and Meghan Markle are in the same boat.
Yo, I'm going to get stabbed over there. No,
come here.
Rosecrans,
Vic.
I love his British accent.
The Queen would love to meet you.
Actually,
he walks in, everybody has the big ass guns with the knives in the front. what was it called?
They have fucking muskets.
Muskets.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of no fucking musket.
Step away from the Queen's castle. Okay,
so
this
is the last week of Hispanic Heritage Month, and I was looking.
We're going to talk our shit all month.
I was looking for the origin of our last names, right? Because clearly we know it's probably the conquistador, right? That like.
Why you guys look at me when you say conquistador?
No, like our last names are probably like Martinez was a conquistador, Lopez was probably a conquistador.
True.
But like, what do they mean and where do they originate from? Mm-hmm. And I learned something like pretty cool. So I'm kind of going to go off of memory, but then I'm going to look if I need to.
Okay.
So before, like back in the day, let's say Duno is your son, right? No, it's not like that.
No. Dad?
But I would know him by who his dad was.
Oh.
I wouldn't know him by, like, his name. So similar to, like the name Johnson or Williamson or Thompson is because it's Tom's son. It's John's son.
Oh, my God.
The EZ last names come from that. So you think of Fernandez, you are the son of Fernando. You think of, like, things like that. Like, Martinez, they come from the son of Martin. But somewhere along the line is, like, it kept going. Like, you were known for your dad. But then it's like, clearly you're going to still get confused, right? So someone just stuck. They're just like, let's just stick with this last name.
Yeah.
Of like, it's going to be Martinez, and surname. Then it just trickles out from there. Mm-hmm. Then there's another ones that are like the places where you were by. Mm. So like, let's say my last name is...
De La Agua.
No.
De La Olla.
De La Olla. Yeah. No, not De La Olla. There's some that are there.
I'm not going to say it.
Hold on.
De La Torre?
Hold on. Cause
that makes sense. De Los Angeles. Yeah, it's where you're from.
Damn, imagine I was not from being my dad's son. De La Crack? No. Oh, shit.
I said it. I did not say it. Cookie and Erica, especially Erica. I know this means a lot to you. That was your brother.
De La Cristal? Okay, I'm done.
Gosh. Okay, so this is geographic. Geographic surnames tell us where the first person with the surname lives. So it's like De Soto, from Soto, right? Oh. More general surnames like Iglesias, they live near a church.
Oh.
Del Valle, they were from the valley. De La Vega, they were from the meadow. So that's kind of where, if wow. there's a de in your name.
You blow my mouth for
real. No, for real. That's so interesting. So that's why I had to share it.
Yeah.
And then there's also some that are occupational. So if your last name's like Zapatero, maybe in your bloodline, people were, they made shoes.
Yeah.
Barros is an artisan or builder who used clay. Hidalgo means nobleman. Mm. Marquez means Marquis. I don't know what a Marquis is.
Naxal Pacquiao.
True. <that's laughs> And then there was some that are descriptive, but not a lot of people kept those because they're more, when you describe someone, you're probably going to use the bad names, like bad mm-hmm. descriptors. But some include, like, if your last name is Bravo, probably in your bloodline, someone that was brave. Mm. Delgado, someone that was thin. Orejon, someone that had a big ear.
El vecino.
Hey, yo.
Vaquero. Yeah. Del vecino.
Damn.
Hey, is it me? Hold on.
Yo, 10 out of 10 joke, bro.
10 out of 10. You know what?
You do have bars, Maximo.
You get all this, the money in the brown bag. You get all the money, bro.
Del vecino.
You do have bars.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Dad. You know how, like, back in the day in the era, like, even, like the man, I don't give a shit, I'm going to say, my grandpa used to cheat a lot. And my mom used to be like, yeah, your grandma used to send me to go get it from the vecina's house. Like, Vegano de la vecina. Like, fool, you knew he was cheating. Just yeah, go get him, please.
Oh, fuck.
And it was, but I think, what about Vic's last name? It's a little different.
Oh, so I actually looked up Vic's last name.
Couldn't find any?
I know. I'm pretty sure I know. But yeah, you go ahead.
Say.
No, you go. I want to see what you guys got.
Your last name is something to do with oats. And then I also looked up, like, Ulloa in the United States, and a lot of them were farmers. So I feel like your lineage comes from, like, farming. Because Ulloa is oat something.
My great-grandpa was a farmer. He was, like, somebody who came.
How come he don't?
Last name was before that. But yeah. He was one of the migrant workers that would go back and forth from the U.S. to, like, pick strawberries.
Bracero or something.
Yeah, and then go back to Mexico. Like, it was seasonal work. Like,
my grandpa
did that too. Here and then go back down. Mm-hmm. So
that was so weird. We need to talk about that.
It's interesting that, like, my grandpa.
Really? That was a thing?
They didn't get citizenship, but literally, like, they outsourced jobs and they would bring in people,
like,
from Mexico.
Them in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably bust them.
Oh, my.
To the fields for a season,
yeah,
and then they'd go back. My grandpa hated it. He hates the United States because of that. He passed away. But
yeah, he worked a lot in Central California.
Yep. So, like, Bakersfield and all that?
Yeah, like, around there, mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Like, Fresno, Mercedes.
All that, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
That was a whole program. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
That was, like, in the, what, 60s?
Yeah.
Oh, so during the
my grandpa died.
I was
going
to say
like
Great Depression, but Great Depression.
He was, my grandpa
30s
was,
to the 40s.
My great grandpa was born in like probably like the 20s, I think. So that makes sense.
Oh, so he was like around 20 years old when that happened?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because he died when he was in his 80s. He was like 80, and he died in like 2010.
Man, he lived a lot.
Yeah, he was old. Yeah.
Man.
Full head of hair, crazy. Too. I know I have like great outlooks on. He died in. He had a full head of hair, like
that's fire.
Lot. Like slick back, like Josh.
Slick back, like Josh, bro. It was just gray, but like full head of hair. I'm like, yeah, that's gonna be me, Mario Lopez hair.
So that's where I got for Ulloa.
But I did do research on this when I was in school, so I saw that there was a guy named Francisco de Ulloa, which is ironically that great grandpa's name, but obviously it's not him because that was the 1600s, but. He was the right hand to Hernan Cortes, who came from Spain.
Should we be fucking with you right now? Cortes is like...
That was 1600s.
Cortes
I don't even know if that's...
Conqueror.
But don't you know Spain?
Yeah, he's Spain. He did tell me.
That's the reason.
Is that why you don't want to do Ancestry?
Oh my God, you don't want to do the Ancestry, dude.
Yeah.
I don't.
My mom's last name is very... For my mom's last name is very like... I feel like my grandpa was somewhere like... Too Spaniard, like, cause he's from like Michoacan, and he would only be nice to like the light skin, like grandkids. He had like that, like he was
so
cool
he
with
wasn't
me.
Nice to you? Oh, okay.
But to one, he was cool with all three, two of my sisters and me. But to my sister Cookie, he like, oh, tú eres de, soy de una paisita, like my dad's side.
Wait, what's your mom's last name?
Castañeda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, that sounds very...
And then my dad's name is Lopez. But see, but I remember, like...
That's a conquistador last name for
sure. Oh, yeah, Castañeda's very, like... Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking color eyes.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. full set of but hair.
Ironically, my my grandpa's side, they're darker skin. So... Even like that wouldn't really make sense. I think
we're all mixed up. Yeah, this shit is hard.
But I would, I do feel like you get to learn because there's like there's motherfuckers that have family crests, right?
Yeah,
they know their origin. They know like they don't have to do ancestry. Someone passed that shit down.
They know.
The more you know, the more you know of yourself. Facts. Like, and I feel like that's why it's important to me. Even just get a little hint of what it might be. I want to read like the
European.
The sun thing that I wanted to.
I feel like we have to do ancestry. You know?
We're gonna do it.
Everybody always. I get a DM at least once a week. Like, hey, food for you. Well, if we do, you're better than Vic Fu. I'm like, Fu, chill the fuck out.
No.
Like,
it's just, Vic.
It's me. It's my burner account.
You think you're better than Vic? Conquistador. You're not. You're not.
Yeah. You're not more Mexican. Yeah. I am.
At Conquistador 101.
So let me read this one about the like the sun, right? So it says, now, if you met two men named Juan, you might mix them up. However, by distinguishing who the fathers are, their names suddenly become distinct. The paternal surname was a combination of the man's father's name and a suffix meaning son of. So the E-Z, A-Z, I-S, O-Z, or E-S is part of that. In other words, someone with the name Juan Fernandez means Juan, son of Fernando. If he had a son, his name would have been Diego Juanes, Diego, son of Juan. But because that was so inconsistent, they just stuck with one of the
sons. And that's crazy how back fucking history goes, huh?
Yeah. I always just thought, like, what was the purpose of this, right? But it is, like, to distinguish what family you're from and stuff like that.
That makes sense. You guys think Jesus had a last name?
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I love you, God. Hey, you know what my homegirl really hates that. Like that
the guy?
That we like, Jesus Christ, I love you, God.
Oh, my homegirl Stephanie.
She grew up very Christian. So we can't go like, swear to God, you don't play with that. I'll be like, fool, chill, just swear to God, though. Or like, she doesn't play with the, or like, all right, fool, put on my mom then. I put on your mom. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'll be like, oh, chill out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't use God's name in vain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But
I guess you're right. I was just asking questions.
That was great talk. Great ending out of Hispanic Heritage Month. Hopefully now we can all have those convos with our parents, find out the surnames, and find out, like, your all of that.
What's
like,
so crazy cool. about this that I had, like, a deep talk with my mom yesterday about, like, the history bloodline from, like, my great-great. Like grandpa to like what happened with my aunts in like the 50s and the 60s and like she gave me like this
that's
huge,
good that's
and,
important
and she was putting up my game. I was like, wow,
because now it's gonna be your job to tell your kids because otherwise no one's gonna,
because I'm like 5'9" 5'8" and my mom's like 4'11" and so is my dad, and I'm like, why am I telling? She's like, your grandpa was like 6 feet and was like, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I want to. I would say like we should, because me and Jorge have been talking about this, to create a family crest. Like, fuck it, if we don't have the lineage, let's start the lineage. Let's be the founders of whatever this family is and pass it down and keep passing it down. Because that's literally what other cultures have.
Yeah, facts. That's fire.
My family crest is gonna be my Twitter. If you want to know anything about me. It'll tell
too
much.
Do you know what a family crest is?
Yeah, but...
It was like on Shields.
I know,
like,
but just... Like, yeah, well, I'm going to print out all my tweets, and then everybody's going to know what I was on.
Yeah. But your Twitter's just, like, horny, true. Though.
It's not... My Twitter's not horny. My Twitter hasn't been horny since, like, 2018.
Oh, you know why? Because la pichasha.
Oh, okay.
La pichasha.
Is your Twitter horny? Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm 21, young, wild and free, popping somehow, famous. I'm on the brown bag with Letty and Vic. Oh, I didn't tell you guys. One of the homegirls, I called Vic. I called the group chat, but he didn't answer. Okay. I called the group chat, and one of my older homegirls, shout out Gracie. She's like from back in the day, like she has like, you know, Tommy. Or like, you know, she still talks like certain, you know, share her, like her one of Matthew, which is her son, which I know very well, which I know very well. His dad was like, hey, Danny Erica's fucking little brother. Hey, man, he does a podcast I be watching.
Wow.
And then it's like, and I was like, man, shout out you, bro. I met you before. I don't know your name, but I know who he is. Man, it's crazy though. Like, the older homies be watching the young homies, that's fire.
Yeah.
I thought it was dope though because it was like random. Like, Gracie be like, you're not funny, fool, fuck you. Like, she talked like that. Like, fucking lame, fool. Like, like, I met you when you were in diapers, fool. Like, you know? So I think it's dope that one of her baby daddies watches us.
One of her baby daddies.
Yeah, yeah.
The goal is for all of them to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, we want all of them to watch. That's more viewers.
Yeah. I think one of them is. Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh,
oh, fuck.
Damn. Well, let's talk about the Raiders.
That's how we ended
Raiders!
Up.
Raiders!
Okay, this is all you because I don't know how to explain
nah,
it.
It's not all great. She's going to be like, yeah, she's a, she's
oh,
a,
no, I know, but the oh, Raiders. Raiders?
Oh, here, I'll do it for him.
Okay.
The Raider topic.
I'll do it for him. So everybody was hyped, right? 3-0, yeah, ooh, Raiders. And then, okay, you say your Raiders real quick before I continue my story.
Raiders!
And then, like every year, just...
No, that's not
no,
the
this
topic.
Year, this
oh,
year.
Their coach, yeah. He doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't get much worse than this. Like, for the Raiders to be like...
The Clippers.
No, they're not the Clippers.
Sterling?
Yeah, similar to Sterling.
I said it last week. Welcome.
Similar to Sterling. Welcome. Similar to Sterling, honestly, sadly. I feel like a few days ago, it came out that he had some, like, sort of, like, racially insensitive emails sent. Then the next day, somebody leaked more emails, mm-hmm. and they were like, no, it was homophobic, you know, transphobic, mm-hmm. Misogynistic. Like, he was just airing everything out on all these emails, all these personal emails that he had during his time with ESPN. He was given the option, I guess, to resign because mm-hmm. him and the Raiders owner, Mark Davis, are super close. So he gave him the option to save a little bit of face, but it was just nasty. Like, super. Just the shit that they were talking about in the New York Times report.
So it's at a Halloween.
Yeah, it was OD. Like, it was too much. There's no coming back from that. But what I don't like is how the NFL is acting like that's not their culture, too.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to, like,
this
oh.
is not like a isolated incident.
At all. You go through every single owner or head coach's emails right now. Yeah. We'll see what we find.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially the NFL, as opposed to, like, NBA, MLB.
Right.
So, like, the fact that they were like, oh, like, he said things about, like, oh, they shouldn't have drafted, like, Michael Sam and stuff like that. It was like, bro, he wasn't the only head coach thinking that, the only football person thinking
right.
that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's right, but.
Who's Michael Sam?
If we're going to do, like, if let's purge it all out because there's yeah. still, it's still going to be
that's how
there.
Football culture is.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want women referees, like. The NFL didn't want women referees for 30 years. And then, so there's a guy who grew up in the NFL, decided like, yeah, I don't want that. It's too much change for me and all this stuff.
Right.
It's like, bro, this is a culture that the NFL created and that's their baby. And then now they're saying, oh, he doesn't reflect our views.
Who we are.
Shut
yeah.
the fuck up. Yes, he does. That's where he got
that's
it from.
That's real shit. I didn't even think of it.
You know
like
what I'm
that.
Saying?
That's your little homie.
You know what I'm saying? That's who you brought
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't learn that from like his upbringing, I'm sure. I had something to do with it, but, like, that NFL culture, that's what it is like. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's real shit.
Yeah, so. Go Raiders! I don't know
it's
what to say.
Fun.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, fuck. Like, every year, like he said, we think we're going to get some type of something.
And then?
We got a new stadium.
And it's funny because, like, the homie, like, the guy my homie, like, yeah, but we're doing good, put 3-0, we. Man, if I got money on the Super Bowl already, homie, good fucking luck.
Yeah, it's ugly. Geez. It's bad.
All right, so I'm going to do this for our trip out section. Did you need something?
No, I was praying for the Raiders to hopefully.
Okay, trip out on this, guys. LAX, some shit's, we got to either stay away from LAX because I feel like some shit is going to happen there. I don't want to call into existence, but I'm calling it into. Like, just the shit that's going on. So now there's these reports of different pilots at different times calling into, like, whatever dispatch is right there in LAX, right? Like, hey, I just saw a guy in a jetpack. I'll play the audio here.
Skylus 3626, use caution. The jet man is back. Let me know if you see him.
We were looking, but we did not see Iron Man. Skylus 3626.
Greener 8023, have you used caution? There was a report of a man in a jetpack around 5,000 in the vicinity of Los Angeles.
And then they investigate and they never find this man on a jetpack. Different pilots have seen similar people, men, I don't want to gender it, but there's people in jetpacks going and flying to pilots, and it's never being solved. And it's happening at LAX.
Vin Diesel.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Elon Musk. His shit is in Hawthorne, so that's like right up the block.
But my thing is that they, one sees it, calls it in, they investigate it, they don't find them. So the caption says, the first two pilot reports in August and October 2020 have reportedly led to similar dead ends.
Iron Man.
Real life Iron Man.
I'm with the real life Iron Man. I fuck with Tony Stark.
I feel like it could be somebody that, like an inventor that's trying something out, and he eventually is going to want to sell it.
But I feel like don't do that at LAX because literally you're going to die from a plane.
Yeah.
But yeah, some pilots don't know how to land planes.
Like there's other places you could go. Like go to freaking the IE. Like it's very.
Go to Orange County.
Yeah, oh, no.
Go somewhere barren. Somewhere like.
That's funny. Antelope Valley. Yeah.
I just feel like don't go to LA. Why would you go where there's that type of?
Because the view is better.
What if we all had jetpacks? Like, how dangerous will society be?
Very dangerous, I feel.
There'll be less traffic, though.
We won't know how to drive. Did you get a DUI?
Autopilot.
So we don't think this is an alien.
No. I think
it's like a mad scientist.
Okay, and it's not Iron Man.
Josh, big homie.
My cousin is an air traffic controller.
Wow. And
I've asked him stuff, you know, like when we're like drunk with the family, because he has like real life security clearance.
Yeah.
Like high level.
Yeah, it's government job. Yeah.
Like he knows a lot of shit that he can't talk about.
Yeah.
Basically. And I've asked him stuff like, hey, so like aliens real, bro? Mm-hmm. And then he'll be like, I can't tell you that they're not. Or some weird like something answer like that. Scary. And I'm like, I fucking knew it.
Yeah. You're not drunk as fuck?
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm always like, because I know he knows shit that he can't talk about. And so I always try to, like, get him drunk and ask him about shit. But like, he's really funny, too, so he kind of will play along. But, like, I'll literally ask him shit like that. And I know he can't tell me.
What if there's, like, a real other explanation for turbulence, but they just tell us it's something else? But it's really, like, I don't know, some alien shit.
Or we're going into a different dimension?
Yeah, like.
I ain't gonna lie. This turbulence be scaring the fuck out of me.
Of course, it's scary.
I'll be like this. I'm such a bitch. And then I hate when there's somebody fucking next to me starts praying. Like, you're not making this. Like, don't pray while there's still, like, I'm trying to, like, some last, oh my God, it scared me even more, dude. Like, it scared me even more. Okay. Like, just, we're about to land, like, please, just, like, he's probably not a good driver, like, flyer, whatever the fuck. But it just started scaring me more, like, we're chilling in the turbulence, and I'm like, usually just, you know, go to my notes, play an exclusive song from one of the homies, play it, and then it's just.
Oh,
and then
distract yourself?
Or like close my eyes, you know, and then here. And I look and she's holding hands with like, I'm like on the window seat and then it's her, her husband, her kid, her other kid, and like her like older, like, and they're all just holding hands and I'm like, oh my, should I join? Or like, I'm listening to like some rap shit right now.
You should have just hit him like, hey, throw in a prayer for me. You know, like,
no, don't I think you would have freaked him out more.
Hold on. Don't just pray for your family. They got me fucked up. Like,
I don't know, but it just started scaring me. And then another situation happened to the homie P and he's like, hey, fool, somebody started praying next to me. Wait, I thought we were going to die, fool. Mm-hmm. And homie P never been on a plane before, so it really freaked him out. And when we landed, he was like, can we drive next time?
Yeah.
Are you going to drive 17 hours?
I think like all that stuff wanes the more flights you take. And like they go smoothly and like you're like, no, this happened last time and I got safe. You know what I'm saying? I think the more flights you take, the more it'll go away.
Have there ever been a really bad turbulence? Like really bad?
Yeah, turbulence is scary. Like it never, I feel it never gets unscary. You're always like, what is that? And I think that's our natural response because maybe it is some other shit. But they just tell us it's like, what do they even tell us it is? What is turbulence?
We were driving through clouds, right?
For what if turbulence is while being at a traffic stop with aliens?
Or some kind of like force is hitting us. This is probably a topic that's way over my head.
Yeah.
Have you and Josh been hanging out a lot?
Well, you're not wrong though, because there is a documentary where they said that there was a nuclear weapon which was from the aliens, but they physically couldn't get next to it because of the gravity force. That's how they were able to identify this. Clearly, we cannot build this as humans, that this came from something else. Damn. So you're not wrong by saying that you couldn't get next to it, because there are alien weapons that we literally physically cannot get next to because of gravity.
No.
Stop laughing at John.
I'm not laughing. I get what he's saying. So have you ever?
You're not first.
Have you ever put?
That's real shit.
Have you ever put like two magnets together?
Yes. Exactly like yes. That's right? What I feel like so, turbulence like, is.
But they can't touch.
That's
but
what I feel turbulence touch. Is.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's what this dude was saying. He worked like with Area 51 for years, like before it was that, and he said that they literally cannot get next to it because of the gravity.
Welcome to Ancient Aliens.
Ancient Aliens with Josh. That's our next piece
of content. Josh, where do you get your dogs?
Well, Joe Rogan actually brought this dude on. He brings a lot of people on like that. That's actually where I saw it from last night. Because, like, you know, he tapped in, like...
Hey, Joe Rogan drank chlorine, didn't he?
Let me stop.
What?
I'm just saying, that's a real... That's real shit.
I fuck with you.
Josh, I'm with you. You're my homie, fool.
Josh, you are my homie. You.
Hey, honestly, I feel like you would fuck up Josh's crib.
He know. Yeah, I think he's like building weapons in his house for aliens, not for people.
Josh is the man in the jetpack.
Josh for sure got a foil hat.
Josh has a space blanket. Josh has a space blanket at home.
Like, fuck ethnic studies. He wants extraterrestrial studies.
Yo, don't call him
school.
That. Don't call him that.
No, I can't call him.
No, you can't call him. Oh, you can't call him extraterrestrials either.
Oh.
I get very offended.
Oh. That's not their pronoun.
Oh, my Joshy. So, this might be only for my conversations with Josh, but I feel protected by aliens. I feel like I have guardians in the galaxy.
Brown bag.
That was funny though. You see all the chuckles?
It was pretty funny.
I feel like I have legit people or things looking after me.
Josh.
Yeah. No, Josh would get it. Like, if they fuck with you, there's gonna be some shit that like you're gonna get looked out on.
Yeah.
So
I fuck with aliens. I just want them to be like, you know, fuck with me, like the way they fuck with you guys.
I've literally said like, hey, if you're out there. Like, just, like, don't scare me because I'm super sensitive. Like.
Same.
Like, it's, like, be out there and I'll believe in you, but just, like, don't come visit me. Like, I'm not cut out for that. I will cry.
Yeah, I would not want to be abducted or anything, but I definitely believe in it. But, like, if any aliens watch this podcast, like, I'm no fun to hang out with. You don't want to abduct me. There's nothing that you'll gain from that.
If I'm down to have, like, a beer, just don't eat me after, you know what I mean? When I'm, like, blacked out?
I imagine them being, like, Kang and Kodos.
If you would abduct us, like, you're smarter than us already if you can abduct us. Like, don't research us. Like, our brains are nothing compared to your brains.
Fact.
Let's do Carne Asada Nino Rival. Since Hispanic Heritage Month is about to be over, we are going to name three Hispanic Dodgers, and we will do CNR with them. The Hispanic Dodgers that we chose, and just FYI, on purpose, we did not choose Fernando Valenzuela because we would all choose him for Nino. Like, that's like a no-brainer.
Yeah,
so we're choosing other Hispanics that are Dodgers. First up, Adrian Gonzalez, a.k.a. the dude that looks like George Lopez's friend in his sitcom. Ernie.
Ernie on the George Lopez show.
And he's a great actor in Blood In, Blood Out.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's a good range.
He was in all those movies.
Then you want me to put your ruka super feed me while he's giving him the keys to his brother's car to go bone? I love that part.
Yasiel Puig, I believe he's Cuban.
Yeah.
Came on the Dodgers, did his thing.
I believe he's a Mexican citizen, though.
Wow.
Because he defected from Cuba to Mexico.
Wow.
And the Mexicans.
There's a crazy story behind that. It was like Narcos were involved and shit. And then
The polleros. That's what loves Mexico.
What's a pollero?
We're chickens, they're polleros. Get you to the other side.
Oh, like coyotes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Thank you for teaching me. You know, I did not know
at
that.
At the border. I learned.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, mijo. ¿Por qué? I don't want no chicken. No quiero. Like, no.
Yeah.
I have chips. I'm okay. Yeah. And then the homie was like, stupid. They want to know you want to cross the border. Oh, nope. California ID. Yeah.
Did you feel kind of offended?
Yeah, you have an American face.
I have a fucking Nepal face. I have the most Nepal face out of all three of us. I do, huh?
I might because I have Aztec nose. Neither of you have an Aztec nose. I have a very, like...
I have a chata nose.
Chatito.
Damn.
Definitely not big.
I'm not European.
I know, but you don't have the
you're
the
nopal.
He's from Spain.
Yeah.
We don't know what you are.
We're more Indio than you might be.
Oh, for yeah. sure.
He agree.
I mean, I guess just because I'm lighter skinned, but like if yeah. you see my dad,
he but looks even your Indio, features, your features and, look very like I could see a Spaniard photo look like your face versus
not
like a
European.
Okay. Next up, Urias, current
Julio Urias,
Dodger player, the GOAT. Killing it.
So let's, Sinaloa.
Let's yeah. CNR this baby boy. CNR.
Pui no longer with the Dodgers, but I'm gonna go with Pui.
Who's Pui?
Pui. I'm gonna go with Pui as my I'm gonna go with my Nino just because he's older than me and he's. He was in the Dodgers when I started watching baseball over again, and it was dope. I'm going to go with Julio Urias as Canasada because he's, like, from Sinaloa. It's probably a great time, you know what I mean? Loves grupos, you feel me? He wants to get it cracking with mm-hmm. the banda. No le das corrido. He likes to get peda every once in a while, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to go with Adrian. What the fuck is this?
Gonzalez.
Because... when the Dodgers were in playoffs at some point, he didn't go because he was injured, but he was traveling instead of supporting his team.
Wow.
So I ain't fucking with, bro. Like, I'm there through whatever situation. You feel me? Yeah, he's my rival. Fuck, bro. I'm rushing him if I see him.
Are you?
Nah, I'm not getting out.
That's a good picture. I go Adrian Gonzalez, rival. Same reason as Duno.
We are friends.
I don't like people that don't keep their word. If you just don't come, just say why you're not going to come. Just don't lie. Urias is going to be carne asada because I feel like you'd be a great time. Yasiel Puig, you'd be my Nino. If you know drug dealers and narcos, you could be my Nino. You take care of me. If you know the polleros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You could save me, like my aliens that guard me.
aliens, Mexicans. We can say that we're Mexicans.
Yeah. I say that Puig is for sure my Nino, because I know he got the fucking bag from the Dodgers.
He has money.
Yeah, he got paid, and he seems like cool. He's Cuban. You know, he'll probably come with like he was a party animal when he was with the Dodgers. So he'll probably come with the vibes, like the big vibes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The Cuban joints. And I'm talking about cigars.
Oh,
by
the
way.
Cigars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Cuban joints are amazing.
Yeah. So, that would be dope. And then to just like chop it up with him, he was a very entertaining Dodger. He was like my favorite Dodger when he was playing for them.
Yeah.
Urias definitely carne asada, just because I just want to dap him up and just.
Yeah.
Get him drunk and be like, bro, thank
he's
you. You're the GOAT.
He's going to sing Chente with us.
Yeah.
He's gonna, like,
he probably listens
vibes.
To Corridos Tumbados.
Yeah, he for sure is. I mean, he's from Sinaloa. Dude.
Yeah, he's only like 21, 22 maybe the most. Like, he's super young.
I know, for sure, but we're saying like.
Like, he'll turn up with us like, you know?
Like, what make him dope is that he'll turn up with us to Chente and turn up with us to like some Nathan Elcano.
Yeah.
So that's fire.
Yeah. So yeah, I fuck with him. I guess we all. He definitely knows it.
What, you think he likes it?
I feel like if he met her, he'll be like, yeah, I fuck with
that's
your song.
The home girl.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Good for you.
And then Adrian Gonzalez. Although I really liked him when he was on the Dodgers, he would definitely be my rival because I don't like him as much as the other players
other
we
two.
Mentioned.
Yeah.
And then also he used to be a Padre, so I'm just kind of like, eh.
Oh,
I don't forget that. You know what I'm saying?
Never forget.
Never forget you were a Padre. Yeah, so being a Padre fan is a red flag to me off the rip. But we seen that topic floating around on Twitter. Red flags, red flag.
I like how the origin of red flag was girls saying things that are red flags.
Yeah.
But we flipped it. I mean you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Girl red flags.
Because I seen some bullshit that was like a girl with, like a pretty girl, obviously, would tweet like, no. And then it was like, red flag. Like, damn, like, girls really aren't used to being told no. Like, pretty girls really aren't used to being told no.
Oh, if a guy says no, that's, yeah. That's a red flag that the girl would think that.
That's a red flag right there in itself, right? Like, you don't get your way one time, and it's like, it's a problem.
But I think it was more for the comedy. Like, he saw V, red flag. Like, that was one we seen.
Yeah, we really seen that. We didn't make that up. We saw it.
Or, like, if he wears gray sweats, red flag. Like, it was just a bunch of shit that was just floating around.
It was comedy. Right. The one that I went, I think I tweeted it, like, late night, like, at, like, midnight. I said, if she calls rappers by their government names, red flag. Because that's, like, a super red flag.
Is it, or is she a fan?
No. Because I'm over here talking about, like, oh, yeah, I just interviewed so-and-so, and she's like, Alex? And I'm like...
Oh, that's different. Because I feel like there's like Sean Carter, right?
No, I'm talking about, like, some people that are, like, Jermaine. Our age. No, it's like, his name is Tyga. Stop calling him Michael.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, making me sick.
What about you knowing their government names? Because I didn't know that Tyga's name was Michael.
I don't know, I just looked it up. But, I mean, I'm a journalist, so it's different.
Oh,
right? Okay. Like, you know, we write stories. Okay.
Or is that a red flag?
Okay, did I not put Jenny69's full name in the article I wrote about her?
Did you?
I did. Oh, okay. So it's like, that's not a red flag. That's because I'm a journalist. I have to do that research.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
if you're regular and you knew her name, it'd be
red. That would be kind of a little red flag, right? Yeah. Why are you looking into this person, researching them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of went viral today for a red flag tweet that they posted.
What was your red flag?
I put, if she knows any views in LA, red flag. And there's not 1,000 tweets.
I feel like that was a very
it went crazy
living
on Twitter.
In LA specific tweet. So I feel like we gotta explain that. Why is that a red flag?
Okay. Oh fuck. You know what? I think it's a red flag for both genders.
Yeah.
You like that?
I did.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna continue watching. You're gonna love it.
Because of the views in LA and like just
explain. So in LA it's known to either go do the nasty out of you, you know, when you have a situation like you live with your moms or it's kind of a girl or a guy that you don't want to know where you live or this and this. Or sometimes, you know, there's a lot of views that people meet at, like the LA River. It's always cracking, like, I don't know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's cars racing. There's like a group over there nauseating, a group over here taking Bocana shots, a group over there just smoking some Bleezy's, you feel me, people meet. But in this sense, everybody knows that in LA, especially me, I'm from, like, I'm a downtown LA baby. Then never had my own room, so, you know, some of the best options were views to go. And, you know, so, yeah. So I kind of touched the...
Right.
It touched the LA base really hard.
So
because
is it a red flag that you know so many views?
I for sure think so. Man, I ain't gonna lie, one time I had a girl, like, we went to one view, and it was, like, it was just crowded, and the cops, like... And I went to another view and they had the thing. And she was like, why do you know so many views? And I'm like, and I had to use the excuse where I'm like, oh, because, you know, I'm a tag rapper, go to views all the time. Like,
wow. That is a really good excuse.
When I was younger, we used to like, get drunk. I like sharing views. And she was like, And me and that girl actually ended up dating. And like, you know what I mean?
But yeah. Was it toxic?
No.
Oh, okay.
But every once in a while, she'll be like, let's go to a view where you took your other bitch or like certain thing.
Yeah.
But you feel me? Like it happens, but I'm pretty sure it's vice versa too. Like, you know what I mean? Like if some girl, like if I take a girl to a fire ass view and she takes me to a more fire one, like, fuck.
Yeah. No, because it is.
Damn.
Because it's like, yo, how did you find out about this? And then I'm like, no, wait, don't answer that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to know. You feel me?
She had sex before
in
her life.
What if?
How dare she?
How dare she? Yeah. Cheat on me before she knew me.
Yeah.
how about like if you go to like two views and then it's like crowded and then she's like, oh, why don't we just go to like, and then she suggests a third view?
And then it's like super low key. And it was funny when I tweeted this, it was like a lot of back and forth. Like a lot of the girls were like, you're being too loud. And then some of my homegirls were, like, texting me, like, you're fucking stupid, fool. But it's because, in general, there is a lot of, like, girls from L.A. that are from my city that really, we all grew up on the same views. It wasn't, like, you guys, overall, it's a joke. It's not, like, saying, like, girls, just go get fucked up views. No. Like, it was just a joke that L.A. is known for its pretty skyline.
Right.
Very beautiful skyline. And, yes, it could fit into that category of people do go have sex and... Do the nasty.
And people have been doing that for, like, generations. Like,
but
all those, like, movies in the 60s, where, like, they go up to, like, Make Out Creek and shit.
Yeah. I always feel like views is where you get killed. Like, in all the scary movies.
Or, like, in the movies.
Slasher movies.
Yeah.
In L.A., I think it's like that, too. But it's more, like, I think it's more gang violence. Like, oh, hey, fool, this is neutral, so we could beef it, whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, but I don't know. Overall, I love yous. I'll go there sometimes with just auto homegirls, and we go sip there. Auto homies, we go drink there. Or in LA, it's very known for music videos.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to have the, right, Maximo? You're a cameraman? Yep. Sometimes you want to know the best views.
Director.
I'll chill the fuck
director. Oh, put some respect on his name.
Okay. But yeah, like, you know, like, even with, like, I met a lot of directors.
Thank you.
And they've like, and they knew where I grew up, or they see me post like certain views on my story, and I randomly get a call like, "Hey, fool, where's that view you were at?" I'm like, "I can't guide you, but I'll send you the pin."
Right.
And I'll send them the pin. You feel me? But yeah.
Do you have any like? Red I know flag. Obviously you're in a happy marriage, but yeah. Do you have any that you can recall like some red flags when you were like dating?
Definitely. I think I put it in the group chat. If the people at Sam's know him. That's a red flag.
That is a big red flag.
Yeah. Like, no. If you walk in, they
and they know him.
On the mic, they're like, yo.
If he knows him.
Right. In the house.
Yo. What's he pretty much just walked in, everybody. Jay Valentino.
He's a strip club DJ. If he knows his name.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. That's happened to me a few times where I walk in a strip club I've never been to before.
With a girl?
Yeah.
No, I was with the homies. But
you and the homies, it sounds cool.
Yeah, it was cool as hell. But imagine, I went to, I think they closed it down now, but it was this one in Carson. I think it was V Live. Mm. I went in there. I had never been in there in my life. I walked in. They're like, "We got Rosecrans Vic in the building." I was like, "Yo, what the fuck?"
It's the worst.
I swear to God.
If he knows how to throw it, like throw the bills, red flag.
I have videos of Vic throwing dollar bills.
But it's like, you know, I'm the technique, right?
Yeah.
If he knows how to do that
I was teaching Erica how to throw them the other day. She's like, "I don't know how to throw them."
Yeah, like, how do you know how to throw them? Yes. Red flag.
Oh, my God. But you know how to stand on the couch in the section?
Oh. We're red flagged the fuck up.
So is Primo. Shout out to Primo in the background.
No. His wife is fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's cool as fuck. Yeah.
Shout out to standing on couches isn't bad.
Yeah. No, but you know what's crazy that we talked about that? One time I was talking to some girl, and it was like, getting somewhere, and she's like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm gonna go with the homie somewhere. I'm gonna go with Cypress," and I went with Cypress, and she's like, "Can I come?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And it just happened to be that a lot of the homegirls work there, and they're like coming up, and they're like, "It was so full," like giving hugs and like, "How you been?" They're like, "Oh, you want a drink?" Like, whoop. And then after, like, we go eat somewhere, and then we go home. And then I get like a text. I wake up to a text like, "So like."
How do you know them?
Yeah, like, and I'm like, "They're the homegirls," but I'm like, "You just think because they're strippers or whores, it's not what it is. They're really nice people and they're cool as fuck." Like,
yeah.
Any more red flags? LA related.
This happened to the homie, and this was before the like red flag thing was a topic, but it was funny. He brought a girl that like he didn't know that well to a party, and then he said that everybody knew her. Like, she 20 people came up to say, like, "Oh, hey," to her. And then he's just like, "What the fuck?" Like, everybody.
But nobody knew him.
Yeah. And nobody was saying, like, hi to him. And he was just like, "I'm going home." He's like, "What the fuck?" Like,
too many people knew her.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Way too many. Yeah. Like, and he's like, "How the fuck do you know all these people?" It was not even a party that we knew that many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was pretty funny.
If they only talk to you when they're in the car, red flag. That means they have someone at home.
Facts.
They can't comfortably talk to you while they're in the house.
Big facts.
Hey, like,
man, I have to go through.
Hey, yo.
It's like, hold on. These flags are popping up all of a sudden.
Blink, 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 blink.
Fucking girl.
Any red flags? Josh, you had some?
She don't believe in Aliens, red flag.
She has a pet bird.
If she follows Josh Flo, it's a red flag.
For sure.
Because I don't even be out like that.
Exactly. Yay! That's what I'm saying.
She know me for somewhere.
Shout out Ugly Primo. If they flip tortillas with utensils, red flag. You guys, Ugly Primo, shout out my guy, bro. He killed it with the meme. With the, what's his name?
Which one? Primo?
No, not the Ugly Primo. What Ugly meme? Primo, what's his name? The banda dude?
Oh, Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey in the group.
Steve Harvey with the banda? Yeah. That shit was comedy.
Yeah, see, there was dumb ones. Like, if she's breathing right now, red flag. Like,
if she knows where Chris Brown lives?
Oh, yeah, if she knows where Chris Brown lives, super red flag.
He also had a sale of his clothes, so maybe that's why they know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I would go for his clothes. You would go for his clothes.
For sure.
Yeah. He had, like, a whole thing, like, 10 set up.
Yeah, nah. If What's another one? Oh, if she's actually, if she's been to the actual Rancho Humilde. That's a red flag. It's a real place. And like, if they've been there,
if they know
super
where
red
at,
flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I've been to like,
yeah,
where I know where the city's at, but
if they
calm
were
down
bitch.
Hollywood tours. All right. Gotcha. So check this out. Before we go, the brown bag, shout out to our guy Maximo who's in the house. Shout out Maximo.
Yeah.
And just know he wasn't holding the camera. He was directing.
Yeah, he was directing. He's not a camera guy. He's a director guy. He put together this dope clip for Puma and Shoe Palace to commemorate Hispanic Heritage Month, and we were in it. So let's play it right now.
When you're Hispanic, you don't just step forward. You leave a trail for us all. For every stride you take, an affirmation. Aquí estamos. We're here. Every creative expression. Another page in our vibrant history. Every sacrifice, an example of our strength. No matter the start point, we're connected. Like roots and like family.
Okay, thank you for tuning in. Episode 17.
Subscribe.
Red 17. Flags and brown bags.
Subscribe, yeah. like, comment, follow us on Instagram if you're listening to the podcast.
TikTok.
All that. We going crazy.
Twitter.
Shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah, shave your balls with Manscaped.
Did you guys shave today?
I did shave my balls.
Every day.
And I'm ready for the weekend early.
Manscaped helped you guys out.
Yes. Oh, for
if
sure.
If you're looking to shave your balls, especially with the pandemic, I know a lot of people let a lot of shit start growing. Manscaped your ball sacks.
Your right? nuts. Yes.
Somebody's daughter will love it.
Or son. What's the code?
Brown bag pot.
Brown bag pot.
Yeah,
it's good for shaving the balls.
But
you have to be very careful. You can't do it drunk. You got to do it sober. When you know when your bumpy some mana. Mm-hmm. I would prefer mana. You feel me? Oh yeah, yeah. Now, man, you guys can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Manscaped makes sure they have instructions there. Mm-hmm. They got balls deodorant.
Yeah.
Wow.
So instead of coloning the nutsack, you know.
You've coloned your nutsack before?
Like, I'm sorry. Look, por si un beso, por si un abrazo, y por si acaso, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But now with the powder.
So now the powder is acaso, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
It's not a powder. It's like a gel.
Like, it's like a gel, it's for real.
Yeah, like
wow.
a...
Like aftershave?
Like aftershave.
It's like Gorilla Glue. Shout out Manscaped for the nice balls. No more sweaty balls, but smelly balls, but in a good way.
Okay. Scented balls.
Scented
balls.
Smooth scented balls.
Yeah.
Facts. And the blades are like safe. They're ball safe. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you might like.
I should have been a dude. I feel like life would have been so much better.
If you would understand us more?
Yeah. But I think I understand you. But I think I would have just had more fun with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, me being a girl restricts a lot of the boy shit that I can take part in.
I still love you.
All right.
And our Subway.
Yeah, we have great Subway lunches. We kick it outside of this. That's what I love. Like, we really, like, we're
homies each other in a few real times life. A week.
Like, our FaceTime Letty should be like, what?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
It should be like,
I fell on my ass and I got a bruise. That's
oh, yeah, I called it because my ass hurt, you guys.
Yeah. Not because of Manscaped.
Not because of Manscaped. Manscaped. I fell on my ass at the club. That shit was just horrible.
Code?
Brown bag pot.
Okay.
Brown bag pot.
Go get your
ball saver and saver.
20% off.
Bye.
Yeah.